So I want to talk this morning to you about something of which I know nothing about. And so you say, yeah, so what else is new? I want to talk to you about what it must be like to be pregnant. So moms, bear with me, all right, while we ponder this together for a few moments. I mean, morning sickness aside, there must be this amazing sense of excitement and wonder and fear all wrapped up into one. Because everything changes. What you eat, what you drink, what you do, what you can no longer do. Your body takes on a new shape and you have little control about it at all because another life is depending upon you. And that changes everything. Now, by now, there's a few of you women out there are nodding your head, and the rest of you are always saying, Father, you don't have a clue. And I don't, truly. I don't have a clue. All I can do is ponder. That's it. Like Mary did. Yeah, it was her first pregnancy, of course, but no ordinary pregnancy. Mary was called upon to nurture a child into this life, but this child was the Son of God. Mary could not have known really what that would mean, but she kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart. Now, some translations of Scripture simply say she pondered them, and that's what we do as well this morning. Just ponder with me this morning. What would it have been like for Mary to know by the power of the Holy Spirit that she was given the gift and the responsibility to give birth to Jesus, the Word of God made flesh? And ponder this as well. What does it mean for each of us, by the gift of the same Spirit, to bring the Word of God alive in this world, to make it real, to give it flesh? What a gift Mary was given. What a gift we are given. As Meister Eckhart, a great mystic of the church, wrote some 700 years ago, we are all meant to be mothers of God. But accompanying this gift, as every gift and blessing, is responsibility. Because once we come to know, truly believe that Christ dwells in us, which is exactly what we believe when we receive communion, right? That Christ has come to dwell in us. We can no longer live for ourselves alone. We must be conscious of everything we do, of where we go, because we are now bearing Christ. Literally, what we put into our mind, what we put into our body. When we come to the reality that Christ is dependent upon us to be made flesh, to be made real in this world, we have to change. Things that once mattered don't matter so much anymore. Things that weren't so important now take precedent in our lives. We see the world differently. We see each other differently. We live differently because Christ dwells within us. And Christ is depending upon us to bring him to life in this world. And we can't do it alone. Neither could the Blessed Mother. Neither could Mary. We will need the help of others. And we will be dependent upon each other. And that's what we call church. And it's why we do what we're doing right now and why we do it every weekend. Because we need each other to do what we've been called to do. We need each other's encouragement. We need each other's support to do what we're called to do, to make Christ present in this world. But just knowing what God has to offer to this world through us should give us strength and perseverance and hope. Like Mary, we are being asked to bring new life, God's life, into a world that sometimes is not so eager to receive him. What a blessing we have each been given. What a responsibility we have. Some things to reflect on in our hearts as we begin our new year.